Think before you react. A parable on rising above the moment. Maya saw the email just before lunch. The subject line was polite, but the message was not. It questioned her work, misunderstood her intention, and copied three people who did not need to be involved. Her chest tightened. Within seconds, she was already writing the reply in her head. Sharp, clear, devastating. She opened the blank response and began typing. Line by line, the words came quickly. Too quickly. Each sentence felt satisfying, in the way throwing a stone feels satisfying for 1 second before it breaks something. Then she stopped. On the wall beside her desk was a small card from The Harmony Code. Return before you react. Every word creates a field. Maya leaned back. She placed one hand on her chest and exhaled. What is at the center of me right now? Anger? Embarrassment? The need to win? The need to be seen as right? She almost ignored the question, but then she asked the second one. What belongs at the center instead? Truth. Calm. Dignity. Clarity. She deleted the draft. Then she began again. This time, she did not pretend the issue was fine. She did not become weak. She did not hide the truth. But she removed the poison. Her reply was firm, brief, and clear. Thanks for raising this. I see there may be a misunderstanding. Here is the actual status, and here are the next steps I suggest. Before sending, she read it once more and asked, "Will this create more harmony or more distortion?" Then she pressed send. Nothing dramatic happened. No music played. No miracle arrived. But the field did not catch fire. That afternoon, one of the copied colleagues replied privately, "Thanks for handling that calmly. It helped." Maya smiled. She had not won the argument. She had protected the field. Harmony Code Teaching. Truth does not require cruelty. Strength does not require reaction. The field between people is shaped by every word we send into it. Closing thought. She chose not to add distortion to distortion.